This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
D-level personality here. Shaletta, the folks are lining up to say, how about a round of applause for Shaletta?
Hey, everybody!
The queen of Feisty Fridays here. And I just want to let you know, I talked to CCO Management. When they put the pictures up, the first picture they put up out here at the State Fair was of Shaletta.
Oh, no.
They put that picture of Shaletta. That's what I was told.
You had to write this wrong. Okay, so I want you all to take a look at the banner that WCCO created. You've got Vanita and Jimmy and Steve, Jordana, Adam, David, Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan, Jason DeRusha. He ain't been here but a minute. Dan Cook, Laura, I guess that's Henry Lake, and Chris Tubbs.
Although I'm not even sure that is Chris Tubbs.
Though. Okay, so
I mean, it's kind of a different picture, Chris Tubbs.
Who is missing from that banner? Who is not? Whose face is not on
Denny Long?
The WCCO radio banner that should be there.
Pete Najarian?
Who is not on that banner? Who has more earned media than anybody at the station combined? Who can host and produce and do social media in real
produce
time? Who is a Star Tribune columnist? Who is also does monologues on Almanac? Who also is, you know, one of the people? And whenever I put up a social media post on WCCO Radio, it gets probably 10 times the amount of traffic that anybody else gets.
So also, the most humble.
Who?
I mean,
who? What Emmy Award-winning comedian is not on the WCCO radio banner? Huh? Yeah.
Blois Olson?
No, that is not Blois Olson. It's me. Y'all are wrong. How y'all put everybody up there but me?
That is so disrespectful.
Yeah. Who agrees? Yes. Okay. Yeah, clapping.
So in other words, I went up there, ripped your picture down. Is that what you're suggesting?
Okay, first of all, I expect you to be an advocate. I expect you to say, now y'all are taking pictures, make sure you include Shaletta. Did y'all get Shaletta? Where's Shaletta's picture? You should have not let them even put that banner
Can
up
I tell you the
I
truth?
Was included.
I have no clue when I took that picture.
Are you kidding me?
I do not remember at all taking that picture.
It's a glamour slash prom photo, and you don't remember getting all gussied up with your collared shirt on and your hair all slicked back?
No, I don't remember.
And whenever you took it, did you ask at what time is Shaletta taking her picture? Because we need to make sure she is on the banner.
I assumed you set up the schedule. I mean, you run the darn place. I've learned that a long time ago. Okay, so how did you pivot and change what was going on?
After I got angry, I got even, right? And so I went over to Image 360 in Woodbury, and they created me a graphic. As you can see on the other end of the fence is the WCCO Radio Outcasts banner that
it
I created.
It should say that. Why didn't you put Outcasts on there? That would have been great if
it's
you did.
It's me and Blois Olson, and I got to go pick up a picture of Steve Thompson because he's not up there either. So that is going to stay up here for the duration of the Minnesota State Fair, and nobody is going to take it down. So I had to create, print, and poor Sean, I had to wake him up at 5 o'clock this morning come down here with hammer and nail and put that up because I knew if I asked you or Adam Carter, it was never going to get done.
Okay. If anybody wants to do somebody the greatest favor ever, grab Sean, sneak him out here. and give him his freedom back. Sean, how long have you been waiting for those words? I mean, forever. He mocks forever.
Oh, as my. He eats that delicious soul bowl.
Oh, my God. You brought me.
I brought you soul bowl.
Oh, so good.
Chef Gerard class over in the food building. They have crab boil wings. Those were the best. You had them, girl. They are delicious. You haven't had them. Okay. Dave Harrigan, where's the give me the rest where y'all left. Girl, come up here and try these wings. They are absolutely delicious.
So here's what I'm going to say. I normally think chicken wings are slightly overrated. I do. These ones are fantastic. They are so good.
Anybody else? I've got three wings.
Come on, come up here.
Come on, get a wing.
Have some chicken wings
right
now.
Have some chicken wings. They are absolutely delicious. The best thing I've tried so far of the new foods here at the State Fair. Now, I was at Almanac earlier with Kathy Werzer.
Okay. And you want to mention a couple other shows while you're here?
I'm not name dropping.
Common?
But we tried Korean corn dogs.
Yeah.
Have you had those? Those are some new
yesterday. If you've listened to the show, Dara Moskowitz Grumdahl.
If I'm not on.
Yeah. I mean, you really don't. Do you ever listen if you're not on?
I listen to Jamie Yukas. I listen to people I like. I'm not saying I don't like you, but 3 hours of you is a lot.
It's to tolerate me.
Yeah.
No, what did you think of that?
The Korean corn dog?
Yeah.
I thought it was really good. I thought it was very different, but that's what we come to the State Fair for, to experiment, try new food. So what do you think?
Oh, now they also had yesterday that same place, the hot Cheetos corn dog.
Oh, yes.
Now the kids might want the hot Cheetos.
The kids will love the hot Cheetos corn dog. But the way my 52-year-old digestive system is set up, I cannot do the hot Cheetos.
Cannot do the hot Cheetos.
No,
yeah.
not and stay here. Yeah, I can't.
Okay, tell people in the radio audience what you're wearing right now and why you're wearing your Saints jersey.
I'm wearing my St. Paul Saints jersey because we just had Black Entrepreneurs Day at the ballpark. I threw out the first pitch, and so I had my, yes, we had a good time. The Saints are one of my community partners along with several other major organizations in town. They partner with Shaletta Makes Me Laugh.com. I'm not bragging. It's not bragging if it's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're backing it up. How was your throw?
Oh, okay. So my throw almost made it. It didn't quite make it because I was busy trying to remember when I was going to twerk. So I invented something new for Major League Baseball. It's called twitching. It's pitching and twerking.
And twerking, okay.
Right. So I was trying to figure out, do I twerk before the throw? Do I twerk after the throw? Do I twerk during the throw?
Yeah.
And so I was really caught up with my twitching, and so I didn't really pay attention to my throw. I was really focused on the twerking. And so that hurt me.
How does it now feel that you're a seasoned columnist at the Minnesota Star Tribune?
What did you think? My first
I thought it was excellent.
Came out.
I thought it was very good.
Yes.
Monday, right?
Yeah, Monday. Came out on Monday about the Minneapolis Club and how more they're trying to reach out to more diverse business owners and community leaders because the membership has always been male and pale. And you always had to have somebody to vouch for you to get
right.
in. And if you didn't
I don't
anybody,
think the sign exactly says male and pale. But
when I walked
the
in,
truth can't be
saw.
Controversial.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah. That's what
truth.
I saw when I came in. And so I had a happy hour there and just invited about 200, you know, leaders in the community who don't look like traditional members of the Minneapolis Club. And they got a couple of memberships out of it. So just hoping to grow and diversify the members there at the club.
Look at who's listening to you right now. The mayor of Minneapolis
is
coming.
That's my man.
Yeah.
That Jacob Fry.
Yeah, I mean, he's coming to listen to you.
He's coming to listen to me because that's what people do. I'm surprised that Beyonce's not here. Somebody told me that she was at the
Yeah, what fair. Do we think about that? Was that just a little setup to try to get more eyeballs last night?
You know, I don't know what that was about. I don't, because people were already watching. I don't like that whole Who Shot JR cliffhanger rope-a-dope type stuff.
Yeah,
tell me the truth. I'm going to watch anyway.
Yeah, Leon Panetta. Was not Beyonce.
No, he was not.
Okay, I mean,
no.
Panetta's nice. He made the case.
He's not even Kelly Rowland. He's not Michelle Williams or the other two girls that got kicked out the group.
Yes,
he's not even the backup dancer. He's not Les Twins.
Yeah.
He's not. No.
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 All right, let's talk. I want to talk a little Gus Walls and what happened there and how pretty despicable it has been. And many other issues. Anybody else wants to come up and chat with Shaletta? She's right
I'm here. Shaletta.
You'll be here tomorrow at noon, is that correct?
Tomorrow, noon to 3 for the Shaletta Show. And at 2 o'clock, we're doing the Walls Wiggle line dance that I created. We're going to break the internet. We're going to break the internet.
The
tomorrow.
Walls Wiggle
line dance.
Okay,
we're having a flash mob right
all right,
here.
We'll have to hear about that when we come back. It's 17 past 1. Jacob Frey, by the way, the mayor of Minneapolis, is with us in about 15 minutes on WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It is 22 past the hour of 1. Chad Herman back here with you. The mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Frey, is on the scene. He's going to join us by 1:35. Twins president Dave St. Peter is kind enough to come out. He's going to join us by 2:05 at Am I Wrong with Dave Harrigan and the Am I Wrong committee. Shaletta.
Hey, y'all. How y'all doing?
Where can people find you on social media? Are you on social media? I'm not sure.
That's where I get my mail. That's where I live. I pay mortgage on Twitter. Shaletta is funny. And everywhere else, Shaletta Brundage. And I had to get on TikTok. TikTok account now.
You're now on TikTok.
When I went viral with the NBC News interview, everybody was on TikTok looking for the boom lady. And so I had to get on TikTok to talk to the 983,000 people who were looking for the boom lady.
Yeah, and Dave Harrigan wouldn't put you on with us.
Wait, okay. When Vice President Harris selected Tim Walz to be her running mate, I called Dave Harrigan.
Yeah.
And I said, Dave Harrigan, did y'all want me to come on? Because I'm going to be all over TV, probably on CNN or NBC. And he was like, no, we good. We good. Don't worry about it. But I said, okay.
He certainly ate some of the Soul Bowl you brought, though.
Yeah, he did.
We could see how that relationship goes.
One way.
All right, so I have a son. I have three sons. And my youngest son, Quentin, has autism.
Mm-hmm.
He has DIRC1A syndrome. Just a couple days ago, it was 10 years since DIRC1A was fully recognized. Your three beautiful children are all here. They are all on the autism spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
And I bring that up because our lives are immensely better because of our kids.
Mm-hmm.
We also have unique, different challenges that others do not have, but we would not trade it for one second.
Nope.
And the other day, Tim Walz has given his speech. They show his family, including his son, Gus, who was teary-eyed and at one point stood up, emotionally said, that's my dad.
Mm.
And to 99.99%, it was just one of those great family moments.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you're conservative. It doesn't matter if you're indifferent to Tim Walz. This was the bond between a son and his dad.
Yeah.
And then... And it's a very small percentage, but by some of the folks who did it, they have large followings. They were cruel. Mm-hmm. They were despicable.
Mm-hmm.
They were hateful to Gus Walz. And it just, as a father of a son on the spectrum, it disheartened me. It angered me. And I just thought, these folks need to look into their soul.
Yeah.
Into their decency. This isn't about... disagreeing with Tim Walz, you're totally entitled to do that. Do that as much as you want. But to take a cheap shot at any child.
Yeah.
let alone a child like us where the walls has been open, say, as a nonverbal learning disorder. And to do it in this way, callous isn't strong enough.
And, you know, people wonder why folks like us who have kids with special needs are a lot of times to ourselves. We don't go out a lot. We don't take the kids out a lot. We're very selective about where they go because we don't want them to be insulted or ridiculed or people to be cruel to them, for people to call them the R word or stupid. And, you know, when they're 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old, we can control what they see and hear, but when they start getting up to the age where Gus is and they have their own social media accounts and their own cars and their own friends, it is hard to shield them from the nastiness of people. And so, you know, I applaud Gwen and Tim Walls because a lot of times people have kids with special needs, and when they get out on the stage, they put the child in the background. They put them in the room where there's a closed circuit TV. They don't put them on the front row in front of everybody so that they can see this child is special. This child is different. This child is neurodivergent. And when he did that, what it did was it gave hope and encouragement to other parents like us who have special needs kids that we don't have to be in hiding. We don't have to hide our kids. We're going to bring them out. We're going to be courageous. We're going to be bold. They're beautiful and brilliant in their own way. And we're done hiding. We're done being last. We're going to be first. And I was so grateful that they put him out there and let the world see him, because now I'm not afraid to let the world see my own kids.
Yeah, I made a decision because, as you know, like you do, I talk about my personal life. And in no way was I going to talk about Hunter and Griffin, my two older boys, and not talk about Quentin.
Yeah.
And we have had, I mean this with every fiber of my body. Quentin is my hero. My life changed immeasurably. Mm-hmm. It changed my career. It changed my marriage to Kathleen. Although now Kathleen is maybe my best friend on the planet.
Yeah.
I mean, we share 50-50 custody. But yeah, I could have stayed quiet because I know a lot of people who have special needs kids are afraid of a lot of things you said.
Yeah.
And they shouldn't be. They should stand up. You should call people out to use the R word or a cruel. And so this has continued. Now, today what has happened is when the Walls are up on stage, there is one point where Governor Walls is grabbing Gus's arm.
Uh-huh.
And that has become a part of the conversation. I watched the video a couple of times. You watch a little bit more. What do you see?
I saw the whole video, not just the little clip that's on social media. And what I saw was, for me, having a parent with kids who have autism, we have to hold on to them tight.
Yes,
because they will run off,
truth.
They will wander, they will get away. And he was very close to a teleprompter. Now, Gus is not typically used to being on a stage like that with all these people.
Tens of thousands of people.
All that excitement. And he was very unsuspecting of all the wires and cables and the teleprompter. So what I saw as a parent of a child with autism is that's the same way that I grab my kid's hand when they're trying to run off or they're getting too close to danger. And I don't have time to explain to you, get back over here by me, there's a teleprompter. Get back over here by me, there's a stranger. All I have time to do in this moment is grab you as quickly as I can to help you get back over here to me. And that may be a little bit hard in the moment, but that's keeping him safe. Because what he didn't want him to do was trip and fall. If he would have tripped and failed, that's all we'd be talking about right now. But he grabbed his child the same way that I grab my kids here at the fair. You'll see me when they're running and they're trying to go somewhere that they're not supposed to go, or they're trying to wander off. You see my kids sitting right here because they're wanderers. I will jump over here and grab them as hard as I can to keep them safe. And that's what I saw.
Yeah, I mean, do I have to emphasize a point or two more to Quentin than I did to my older boys? Yes. You used to. Are there moments where there might be a little more frustration than normal? Yes.
Yeah.
You're human. And I thought that was kind of selectively editing again to make a political point. Again, there are many ways where you're completely allowed to disagree with Harris and Walls and point by point, and it's a very competitive race. But when we're going to this level, it's just beneath decency and dignity.
Okay, so I have to tell you what I'm doing on Sunday. So Sunday, after this whole situation happened with Gus Walls, I said I wanted to take the anger and frustration that I have and turn it into action. So I'm going to be at Alphabet Forest on Sunday at 10 a.m. right here at the State Fair, and I've created Autism on a Stick. And so I'm going to be crafting with the kids there at 10 o'clock, and each one of them is going to create autism on a stick. I've got 50 characteristics of what a good helper looks like for their friends who have autism, and they're going to make their own puzzle pieces. They're going to make their own autism on a stick. And so hopefully 10 years from now, we won't have a generation of people who think it is okay to be rude and unkind to kids who have special needs.
Bravo. How about a round of applause for that, because that means the world to me, too. I got to let you go. The mayor
is
here.
Okay.
She'll let us. She'll talk to you for a little bit here, and then she's back on with you on CCO at noon and then this great event at 10 o'clock Sunday out here at the fair.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.